Hello. Yo, yo.
Welcome Scott to Mascara.
I'm trying out different intros, and so far none of them are feeling quite natural. It's Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen. I know why it doesn't feel natural, because we're not together in the studio, and you're at an office building. I'm home in my, like, home studio, but I see you're at the office. What's going on?
So weird. So I am actually sitting at my desk in the Hearst Tower at Harper's Bazaar doing Fat Mascara podcast. I would say on company time, but it's actually not on company time right now. This is after hours. I've just wrapped a shoot, guys, a socially distanced shoot at the office.
How was your photo shoot? Was that very weird? Was everybody in masks?
We were in masks. We were all socially distanced. We had, I'm not going to like drop any like secrets, but we had a major makeup artist remote directing the shoot from his home.
Interesting.
Okay, so you know it was a he, yes.
Okay.
We were socially distant eating lunch. It's just been kind of wild, but I know that you and I wanted to record this tonight, so I was like, let me just scoot up here and sit at my old desk and just be quiet and just do this really quickly from my desk. Super weird. How are you doing? How's your foot?
I'm good. Everything's good. It's just, it's crazy that you're back at work. You did it. Yay, beauty director of Harper's Bazaar. On that note, we have a great show for everyone. We have beauty headlines, of course. Then a fun segment I'm very excited about on body planing, which is a new trend we're going to tell you all about. And an answer for a listener question about probiotic skincare, which actually we've got a lot of listener questions, but this is a good one. And then who are we talking to after that?
Our guest is, I'm so excited that we're doing this special correspondent. I keep on calling it our Daily Show special correspondent, just so that you guys understand what we're doing. We really are bringing on more kind of friends of the pod. And Chris Skinner, the founder and principal of Schoolhouse, the beauty branding agency of our lifetime. Chris Skinner, I just added that in, of our lifetime.
What if that was their tag?
Chris is coming on to talk about innovation in the beauty industry right now. And I am very excited to bring him back. And of course, this is a segment that is sponsored by Schoolhouse, but we are so excited to have him back because this conversation, I have to say, is pretty timely and is pretty scintillating.
I'm excited for that. Okay, you ready to do the show?
Ready.
Let's do it.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Excited. My favorite part of the show.
I swear you just like the beauty headlines because of the music.
But you know what it is? It's like I don't know, it's not all good news lately, but I've got to say, it's just like, this is like high time. The beauty industry is having a moment. There's so much to catch up on.
I know. And you guys have been giving us good feedback that you've been enjoying us doing these and keeping you in the loop. So let's keep it going. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So the big movement to hold big beauty accountable and dismantle racist systems within the industry continues. So the latest I've been hearing about is beauty entrepreneur Lauren Napier. I'd mentioned her before. I love her.
Oh, you love her.
Her makeup removing wipes are really great. Mm-hmm. And then Whitney Brown, who's the CEO of a Black business-focused digital platform called Meet the Owner, they launched a new platform called Consider Something Better. It's an initiative to raise $5 million in capital for Black women founders. Get this. So you know how we're like, okay, we need more shelf space for Black-owned businesses. We need to see transparency of who's in the, you know, executive board. Only 0.2% of all venture capital funding goes to Black women, which is
0.2%, not even 2%, 0.2.
So their movement is to get more dollars in the hands of people in other industries as well, not just beauty, but they can do good stuff with it and start new businesses and pump money into this community and the beauty industry. So I thought that was a really cool back end way of, you know, just making some change. So good on
that. That's great. That's great.
Okay, this is another really interesting thing. This is tech corner for everyone. Makeup is becoming a surprising tool for protesters who want to remain anonymous. So, okay, I've read about this from Lauren Valenti wrote about this for Vogue, and I was doing some research about it. But a lot of people are really wary of government surveillance and facial recognition technology, especially now that we all know that these technologies are more likely to incorrectly identify Black faces. So they're better at finding white people matching their name to their face, but not Black people. And that could get you in a lot of trouble with government, especially if you're protesting, you're identified incorrectly by these cameras. In the UK, they have them everywhere. Like, you can't walk down the street without having an algorithm pick out your face. So there's makeup that can make you unrecognizable so that you cannot be surveilled when you don't want to be. Back in 2010, an artist started this. It was called Computer Vision Dazzle, otherwise known as CV Dazzle. But it was identifying what type of makeup will actually like throw off the algorithm.
Wow.
So lots of like swooping blue and black lines and things like that. And then some more recently, some makeup artists have been experimenting with this. And you can, we'll link to the story that Lauren wrote. But apparently putting like, not glitter, but like little crystals, mm-hmm. you know how, you know, on maybe your eye, corner of your eye, whatever, that works because the light reflection throws off what your appearance looks like to cameras. So if you have like a swoopy, amazing makeup with all different colors and then these like crystals on, you won't be able to be tracked by cameras. This is some deep state shit
right here. I was about to
say,
this feels like an HBO like 1 hour long special. It seems like I think
it could be.
Yeah. This is like the plot line for one of those.
Or a movie like Gattaca or something.
Totally.
But I just thought, I think it's cool that like people don't think of beauty as a tech thing, but look how something as simple as a like a makeup. You get your Mac Pro paints and you can like, you know, hide from the government if you wanted to.
Wow.
Hear that, Julian Assange or whoever is in like wherever. Okay, speaking of virtual makeup. Wow, this
whoever
I just realized,
is in wherever. The thing is like
I think I was thinking Edward Snowden.
Yes.
I like can't keep up.
No,
with,
but
like,
I knew what you meant, which was like the funnier part. Okay.
I just realized like this is another news item that's really futuristic and I think we've entered the like Matrix. You know Romero Jennings, he's the head of makeup artistry over at MAC mm-hmm, Cosmetics. Mm-hmm. He worked on new Sims makeup looks. So Sims 4, the game, you can now use these MAC looks. There's 12 of them to mix and match and create, you know, when you make your avatar for your Sims character. He or she or it or they can have beautiful like MAC looks.
I think
Do you
that,
love that,
you know what? I was never into Sims. I was never into like any of those little kind of games when I was younger. But I feel like I would have maybe have gotten into it if I knew that I could create my own MAC makeup look for my character.
That would have gotten like teenage Jess into like video games for sure.
I liked some video games. I liked Street Fighter, weirdly enough. But I
Interesting.
I love
probably because you like picking the character and like, you know, it's like sort of that avatar kind of thing.
I liked picking my, I had my character and I liked my move. I liked to just like go for it with this one dude. But
Nice. TKO. That might, no, wait, that's a different game.
Yeah.
But anyway.
No, but if I would like the idea of having a look for, E-Honda.
Makes it fun. Yeah. and the cool thing too is if you like the look, a lot of them are based on actual MAC products. Of course, there's a tie-in with their products so you could go and buy them. Okay. Now it's Jen's science corner.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. We're over with tech corner. Okay. Okay. Shiseido researchers have found that simply applying pressure to skin can stimulate stem cells and increase collagen. Okay, so this study was done in collaboration with scientists at Japan's International University of Health and Welfare, the Jiichi Medical University, and the National Institute of Physiological Sciences. And basically what they found is pressing on the skin made the stem cells like rev up. Then they did some more studies. It's very complicated. I'll link to the article. It actually boosts collagen. And my takeaway is, finally, there's some proof that, like, facial massage might do more than just, like, boost circulation, you know?
You know, I know you said finally, but I have written about this in Harper's Bazaar. I did an article called The Lo-Fi Facial Massage.
Yes, okay. Yes. Excellent title. I love
remember
that one.
That is how I got Glenda on board to approve the story. She thought she liked the headline.
Great headline.
Thank you. Sometimes it's all about the headline, but I had to go quickly find some research to back it up.
And yes.
There were a few studies about how manual massage does boost some collagen, but I'm happy to see, you know, a Shiseido seems like, you know, more legit. And not that the studies that I found were like podunk.
No, and they worked with these university researchers.
Yeah, the Shiseido one is a big one, is what my point.
And I think the interesting thing here is they actually realized how and why that happens. It's not because, ooh, more blood flow and that's why your collagen like got revved up. It's because it actually like stimulates these stem cells to like kick into gear.
That's a big deal.
It's a real big deal. And so they're doing more research to find out like exactly what type of like motions and pressure will be most beneficial. But like, keep your face roller, keep your gua sha. That shit's working.
And then also people, you know, when they say, well, what's the point of getting a facial? Like sometimes people think that they're kind of like the classic facial. Like, does it really do anything? They need to get all of the, you know, the fancy.
Yeah, you de-puff, but what else,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think that besides relaxation, I do think it does something. All right, do you have anything else for us?
Couple little just fun launches I wanted to tell you about. Morphe is collaborating with Coca-Cola on a limited edition collection.
Woo!
Zit Sticka, who one of our listeners raised a wand to a couple episodes back, they're now doing patches for dark spots, which I thought was interesting, not just for pimples. So they'll like drive those ingredients in there. Westman Atelier. Every time I talk about Gucci Westman, I feel like I have to be like, Westman Atelier. She launched her first eyeshadows, and they're called iPods, and the formula looks gorgeous.
iPods, but like, oh, like E-Y-E.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even realize that was a pun until I said it out loud. Yes.
Okay.
And then, guys, here's a trick. You want to know what's coming next in beauty? Watch the U.S. Patent Office, because guess who just put in a patent and trademark application? Kanye West for Yeezy. Apparently, his lawyers, whoever, listed out for fragrances, skin, hair, nail care, body glitter, baby wipes, and hair removal cream. So he got like the process going to have Yeezy name on all of those products. So who knows when they're coming, but if you want Yeezy baby wipes for Little Lake, get ready.
I wonder if that's for gentlemen. I could see gentlemen like having their Yeezy baby wipes. Keep those
like for freshness down there.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like for all family.
I could totally see that. Can't you?
I can, but for environmental reasons, I'd also like a Yeezy washlet for the toilet, so we can have a bidet
that.
As well.
Nice.
Thank you. And that has been your beauty news. Now in Jen's Greek history corner. Just kidding. Oh my God, are you sick of me yet, Jess?
No, I feel like it would be, sometimes I feel like we should have a little television show, because for all of these things, we could have costumes. Like for science, you could have a lab coat and like a, you know, a little beaker. For history, you could hold a scroll or something.
Okay, so picture me holding my scroll, because I'm about to school you on the Striegel. Or Striegel, not really sure how you pronounce it. Basically, there is a new body plane coming out from this brand Esker, which I love, and it's based on an ancient Greek tool. So these were, Striegels were like these metal, almost like a U-shaped sort of hook, but nothing sharp on it. And apparently back in the day, when a warrior in Greece or Rome, or also the Etruscans used these, would get all dirty, they would then coat themselves in olive oil and use this little Striegel tool to like sort of scrape gently along their body to remove dirt, oil, dead skin, all of that. Let's remember, actually, did the Romans have running water? Not sure on that. Fact check me, everybody.
I was about to say.
But
I think they did because they had the aqueducts. They were the people who did the aqueducts.
True, true. But perhaps not as easy as it was to like pop in the shower like it is today. So this was the way that they would clean off their body and also get rid of like all that dirt. Because imagine how much water you'd have to use to rinse off like when you get really dirty. This is like a pre-cleanse. Anyway, the founder of Esker designed her body plane based on that. And it's kind of fabulous. You know how I'm a fan of dry body brushing, right?
Yes.
So I tried it. I did a little virtual. You'll get to know this now that you're back at Harper's Bazaar full time. All the beauty companies are doing like virtual meetings and events now where you just like, you know.
Oh, yes. I'm familiar. I know. I was running across the apartment to make a desk side the other day.
I know. You have no excuse now. They know where you are. So I was watching her use it. I ordered one up. I got to use it for myself. It's like this beautiful teak tool that just looks like chic in your bathroom. And it has this silver blade, which, as you know, that colloidal silver has like antimicrobial properties, so it cleans itself pretty easily. You coat yourself up in oil after the shower, scrape it along, and yo, shit comes off. Like, you know when you, have you ever dried off your skin? Like your
Oh, that's so satisfying.
Like, and your shins, it always happens on my shins, and like these little rubber cement balls come off, and I'm like, I literally just washed my whole body with soap. How is there still stuff coming off of my body, right?
Yeah.
So this tool is meant for that. Of course, I ran it by my dermatologist, Heidi Waldorf, and she was like, couldn't you just buy a razor? And I was like, not the same. I see her point. There's probably less expensive ways to do this. The tool does cost $45, but it does not take off hair. It's just removing that, you know, it's like an exfoliator. And if you don't like dry body brushing, because that, you know, some people are really sensitive and it can feel a little harsh.
Yeah.
This is just like a very luxurious way to exfoliate without a body scrub. Also, now that I'm thinking about it, kind of sustainable because you don't have to keep buying body scrub over and over again. You just need some oil and a striggle. I should stop calling it a striggle. A body plane. They're calling it a body plane.
I wonder if this will be like the new gua sha for the body.
This is why we're friends. I literally looked at the thing and the shape of it and I was like, it's sort of a gua sha facial tool, but for your body. And I believe the founder even was thinking about that because gua sha has like years and centuries of history where it was used in Asia. For those who don't know, those are usually like the jade or marble or stone sort of like moon-shaped thing that makes your jawline all firmed up. But I don't know if other companies will be doing this, but I feel like it's a cool new device area or tool category that might be fun for some people to try.
History book closing now. Thanks for the lesson.
You're welcome.
So we have a wonderful listener question this week. This one's from Bonnie. She's got a question about probiotics, which I have to say, I've been talking about probiotics for a few years now. I take them through a gummy form. I also have a probiotic skincare product, which I love. But I have to tell you, I too have had this question floating around my head, which is, what exactly are the probiotics doing when they're on my skin? Like, is this a gimmick or what?
Yeah, let's hear what Bonnie has to say. Take it away, Bonnie.
Hey, Jess and Jen, it's Bonnie from Melbourne, Australia. I absolutely love your podcast. It's my favorite in the world. And I just wanted to know your thoughts on probiotics in skincare, as I've been seeing it pop up quite a lot lately. And I don't know if it's a bit gimmicky or if it's the real deal, as I typically normally only know probiotics to go into the gut for digestion. And I just wanted to know your thoughts on that. Thank you.
So Bonnie, I totally hear where you're coming from. Like, I think we all want to do the best for ourselves, like, you know, by eating the right things and putting the right things on our skin. But like, how does it actually work?
Exactly. And like all skincare trends, there's a little bit of gimmickiness and a little bit of real deal. So I'm gonna lay it on you straight. First of all, let's all get comfortable with our microbiome. By now, I think we all know what that is. It's all the good bacteria all over our skin. If you're not familiar, please see episode 103. We had on the lovely Dr. Whitney Bowe, and she discusses this and shares all the info. But basically, when those good bacteria levels get out of whack, it messes with your pH, it can cause skin barrier issues, you get inflammation, and all that leads to like the not good stuff. Acne, psoriasis, rosacea.
It gets upset. It gets like inflamed.
Yeah. Any almost
a disruption.
A disruption. So yeah, you want the good bacteria to be good. So probiotics are live microorganisms that help your body function. They're usually strains of bacteria created during the fermentation process. So you hear about them with things like sauerkraut and, you know, when you're eating.
Kimchi.
Kimchi, yes, very good. Yogurts, kefir. In topicals, they're much the same. But why are they even in topicals? This is like an important question because they were like a big, it was a big food trend for a while. We were all hearing about leaky gut.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you hear about probiotics. So here's the deal. A lot of companies actually had some what they were calling probiotic ingredients, but didn't really tout them until the food trend came along. Mm. And then it was like, oh, it's got that aura of healthiness. And they started marketing more. So that's probably why you're hearing more about probiotics. But there are also some companies that have launched specifically with probiotic skincare. Here's where it gets a little confusing. Probiotic is not like a term that is regulated by anyone. And most of these products don't actually have probiotics. If they did, they would be refrigerated.
So, oh, wow.
So there's one, you know, Mother Dirt?
Yes, yeah.
So they have a live bacterial strain, which is actually technically what you need to have to be considered a quote unquote probiotic. But I think they're just using it as a marketing term to give you the general idea, because what they do have is prebiotic ingredients, which are basically the food for the healthy bacteria. So they like help good bacteria grow. They also have postbiotics. Most of them have this, actually. Those are beneficial extracts that living bacteria give off. They're deactivated strains of bacteria. That's why they don't need to be refrigerated. Or they're actually like broken up pieces of probiotics. If you've ever seen something that says lysate, L-Y-S-A-T-E on the ingredient label, that's basically like a broken up probiotic. So they're in brands like Globiotics.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, Aurelia, Tula. They all have what's actually called postbiotics. And then, like I said, Mother Dirt has the actual probiotics. So are they a gimmick or are they a real deal? The gimmicky thing is that they're just labeling everything probiotic. Now for the real deal thing, these things are beneficial. They are very beneficial.
Oh, thank God, because I love my Aurelia products. My Aurelia products are great.
I actually was going to talk about them. So this is the deal, though. It depends, of course, like any ingredient, on the company, the formulation process, the concentration, what it's paired with, and also the specific postbiotic, if we want to be technical, that you get. For example, one peer-reviewed study showed Streptococcus thermophilus could increase the skin's output of ceramides. So that would be good if you had dry skin, you know, you'd have more moisture. Another study actually done by Mother Dirt, that company, said that Nitrosomonas eutropha, I hope I said that right, that's a different bacteria strain that actually reduces oil production. So it's basically the opposite of the other bacteria that I just mentioned. So the tricky thing is like pairing the right type of ingredient with the issue that you have, and so much more research needs to be done. So a lot of companies are just throwing a lot in there and hoping for the best. So you have to do your homework, but I have to be honest, this is one of those categories where like it might be worth it to just try it. Like it might work. We don't have good proof, but you might get real benefits if you happen to match up the right ingredient with your issue. And that's what happened for me.
So what was going on with your skin, and then what product did you use?
Okay, so you know, I have rosacea, and that's like right in with these issues that are caused by inflammation. It's often been talked about, like your bacteria is out of whack. There might be these little mites on your skin, whatever. So I tried Aurelia's probiotic concentrate. And the reason I picked that one, it has one of those, it has a bifida ferment lysate, that like chopped up thing I told you
God
about.
Bless you for pronouncing all of these things. I think
I don't know if I'm getting them
marveling.
Right.
Okay.
Jeff's going to listen to this podcast and be like, oh, she butchered it, but whatever. So anyway, they have a really high concentration of it. It's also in like Globiotics Glow Cream, Dr. Jart's Ceramidin Cream, or I'm pronouncing that wrong. It's in Tula, but lower down on the ingredient list, and in the Aurelia one, it's really high concentration. I've been using it for 3 weeks. I kid you not, my cheeks and nose are so much less vascular. Like they don't have that. Like, you know those little squiggly red lines around your nose, or sometimes the pores on my cheek look very red. Like it's rosacea. Everybody knows what that looks like.
Yeah.
I think it's really working.
Okay. Well, I mean, you would notice it. If it's your skin, you would notice if it was really working. And you know, we're spending so much more time at home and like, you know, not wearing as much makeup, at least, you know, most of us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like now you have the right time to...
I'm a good tester too. Like I only bring in one variable at a time. I don't really go crazy with a lot of skincare, but I was like, you know what? It makes sense for rosacea. And I've heard people get really good benefits for acne with some of these types of ingredients as well. So Mother Dirt has some good clinicals. That's the one that's refrigerated.
Yeah.
But look around. I'll link to some of the stuff I talked about because I know I just threw a lot of science at you. But in short, Bonnie, yes, it might be gimmicky marketing because they're not technically probiotic, but there's some real deal benefits.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse, I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
This next segment is brought to you by Schoolhouse, a think tank and creative agency for beauty. Schoolhouse is one of the sponsors that helps make it possible for us to bring you the podcast every week. 2 months ago, the agency's founder, Christopher Skinner, came on a special episode of the podcast, and he had such great advice and ideas that we asked him to come back as a special correspondent. Welcome, Chris.
Chris, welcome back. Okay, for this segment, we wanted to ask you about what's next for the beauty industry, how to dream big and innovate. And lots of people look at the beauty industry and think there's nothing new that can be done. They see lots of copycats and they're just like, okay, where are we? When you find yourself sinking into that mindset, how do you break through it?
I think, first of all, you know, try not to be so consumed by what's happening outside and around you with other brands. And my background really comes from theater. So I grew up doing it. And there's a piece of feedback that I got that I carry with me in everything that we do. And it's, your performance is only as rich as the life you've experienced. So, you know, as an actor, you're able to bring emotions and things to the stage or to the screen based upon what you've seen, what you've been through. And the same can be said for creative thinking and ideation. So really getting out, experiencing life builds new ideas. It creates new connections in your brain so that you're coming to the table well-rounded with inspiration and aspiration from things you've done and experienced. And
so don't just go to the retail store and look at all the other beauty products. Go live a life.
Go live a life. Yeah. Get dirty, roll around, visit places you never thought you'd go. And if you can't do that, you know, read, listen, watch, experience new things, find connections to your problem. So if you're really stuck on something, you know, for me, I turn to podcasts, to documentaries, and as I'm taking in new information, in the forefront of my mind is a problem that I'm trying to solve. And what you'll find is all of a sudden things start to create connections and you'll find a solution in places that you didn't think you would. And I also think going out for a walk or even just walking around your home and talking and brainstorming while in motion, it's way more effective than just trying to sit still and come up with new ideas. So get your body moving, which is going to get your brain moving.
Is there something that you've seen recently or was there something random that inspired you at some point? I'm just picturing you out there getting dirty, rolling around, and I want to know, like, you know, or maybe it was a documentary or a trip that you took that inspired a project.
Yeah, I somehow became obsessed with the kind of chef documentaries on Netflix, and, you know, like food and all of that was just, it's just not a part of my life. I'm not a chef. I don't enjoy it. But there was something about the way each chef approached dining, creation of food, ingredients, recipes. I mean, building food, building dishes is very similar to creating product. You know, you're utilizing a limited set of ingredients and a limited set of experiential cues, but what can be brought to life is so different depending upon the flavor you add, the mood and the setting of which it's served. So that somehow unlocked a lot of really interesting ideas in some of our past work and upcoming work.
That's great. That's a very cool analogy. And I could see that. I could see that parallel. So in our interview from a couple of months ago, you briefly mentioned, like, you casually dropped this idea of creating a Fitbit for skin. And then we like moved on to something else. And, you know, we were, Jen and I were thinking about that after. Were you actually serious? And if you were, what other innovations are you, you know, expecting to see or would you like to see in the device and gadget market, which is a market that, like, honestly is growing, but we haven't seen anything like that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's incredible what's happened. I mean, it is growing and I think what's really cool is there's also this sort of focus on both Eastern and Western facial practices. So you've got, you know, ancient Chinese gua shas mixed with microcurrents, like a new face. But like, to be very honest, we're in like 2001 right now when it comes to devices. So we've got our iPod, we've got our Garmin, you know, map navigator, we've got our cell phone, we've got, you know, we need to like advance to the late 2000s where all of a sudden, you know, smartphones were everything from a camera to a map navigator, to a desktop, to music playing, you know, where we start to put things into our pocket in single forms. So I think approaching tools and devices through this lens of health and beauty and creating multi-purpose tools, either through tech or through a held tool, I think that's where we need to go, because we've got a lot of cool stuff, but like, how many of these devices can we actually have even in our, you know, small bathrooms and small vanities?
Right. Yeah. We need like a new platform. I'm thinking about my pedicure tool. It's like the Texas Instruments of like calculating. It's like so web 1.0. The thing is so janky. I think it runs on like a C battery.
Oh my God, Jen. That's so funny.
I'm having like seventh grade flashbacks when I finally got that Texas Instruments at Office Depot. Oh, that was a great moment.
Chris, did you have the graphing calculator? I could so see.
Of course I did. I had no idea how to make a graph, but I had it.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what you're talking about. You want it to be as easy to use as the other tech you've gotten used to in your life. You know, it should be innovative that way.
Yeah.
So speaking of innovation, you did mention that you turned to podcasts and documentaries for inspiration. A lot of people used to say they turned to travel, and it's clear we're not traveling as much right now. We're probably not going to be traveling as much in the future. Where else can we find those like new connections or things that put us out of our comfort zone if we're not traveling?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And the biggest place that you can find inspiration is through the consumer. And what the consumer is experiencing right now. And, you know, I think it would be a lie to say that we're not all experiencing something completely new in our lives. And really what we're seeing is consumers being forced into this DIY beauty. And it might not just be forced because of economic or safety reasons, but it also might be just we have extra time and we need activities. You know, my boyfriend and I are fighting over who's going to take the trash out because it's something to do on a Sunday. But I think there's this opportunity in that, this idea of DIY, where you can bridge the gap between tutorial and product. So, you know, I think the biggest low-hanging fruit is cutting and coloring hair. And that's something that goes no matter, you know, gender, color of hair, ethnicity, et cetera, we're all experiencing this new hair that we have growing on our heads. So imagine if you could purchase something that, you know, maybe comes as a box set to your home, and you've got professional hair cutting tools mixed with tech, and you can actually, you know, maybe like do a diagnostic and go in, and it leads you to filters of haircuts. And then through the filter and by swiping, you actually learn how to cut your own hair and achieve a hair look. I think it's about what are we experiencing right now? And how can we then innovate out of that? And you don't have to travel far to do that because we're all experiencing it together.
That's a good point.
I love that haircut idea.
I think that could be cool, right?
That could be really cool.
Like how many times have we used scissors that we just wrapped our Mother's Day presents with like on our loved one? You know, like getting the tool and getting the tutorial I think could be super cool. And it's also not just for women. Like I'm a man that used to have like a high fade cut. Like now I have hair on the back of my head. I don't know how to like trim it, you know, tame it, what products to use. So,
oh no. Is the mullet going to make a comeback?
Oh, I really actually think it might. I really think it might.
Because you guys can't see the back of your head. I like love it.
An unironic mullet. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So, okay. When do you know? And I'm sure that your team can probably speak to this. When do you know when idea isn't big enough? Okay.
Oh, what, yeah.
Okay. When do you guys all just sit around the table and say, guys, we're just not there yet. Okay.
Yeah.
What makes you stop with a product or a campaign and just go back to the drawing board?
Yeah.
I know that's not like a fun time, but like, how do you know? Do you feel it in your gut? Or is it like, you know, you look and you see somebody did something just like it? Like, It's not fun.
No, it's not fun. And it's almost like asking, like, how did you know you were in love? Like, it's hard to know. Like, it's a feeling. Like, to your point, it's that gut feeling. And all of a sudden, new behaviors come out of you. So I can tell when an idea isn't right or when it's not big enough or we're not answering the brief, when I don't have behavioral shifts that I have learned are my instincts. So for me, when I'm excited by something or feel great about something, I get really jittery. I can feel my like heart pick up a little bit. I get really loud. So people always think that I'm loud because I'm upset, but for me, it's a sign of passion. Like it tells me when I'm loud that I actually care about what I'm talking about.
Right.
And so for me, I've learned to examine those behavioral shifts and really tame it into instinct. And for those out there trying to really come up with new ideas and breakthrough ideas, step back, examine yourself, find those behavioral shifts, no matter how large or small, and really use that as a gauge. And that's really how you build intuition. It's how you build your instinct. And it's how you know when you're on the path towards something really big.
That's great advice.
Thank you.
Know thyself.
Thank you, special correspondent / motivational speaker.
Yeah, that's, yes. That's good. That's good. That's good rules for living. You know, pay attention to your behavior.
Yeah, pay attention. Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
It's time to raise a wand, and I am very excited about this week's.
Okay, you don't sound excited, but I know you are.
Well, this morning, I was very disappointed because for the past 3 weeks, I've been starting nearly every day with my Kodiak Flapjack mix.
Like a pancake mix?
Mm-hmm.
Are you
mm-hmm.
raising a wand to a pancake mix?
Yes.
Go on.
Friends, you may say, what does this have to do with beauty? I came here to hear about eyeliner, mascara, lipstick. This is going to keep you looking great, okay?
The flapjacks?
Yeah.
Yes. Go on.
This isn't like going to IHOP every morning. These puppies are fortified with 14 grams of protein per serving. All you have to do is add water or milk. Okay, I use water because I'm trying to keep it lean lately.
Okay.
You guys know I'm still on WW.
Yes.
Okay, we can call it W2, W squared. I don't know. I just call it, or like dubs.
These are dubs approved?
Dubs approved. Okay, there are 5 points on my program. I'm on the green program if anyone is speaking WW. But 14 grams of protein. It takes me about 5 to 7 minutes to prepare. Sometimes I add a sprinkling of chocolate chips. Sometimes I add blueberries.
How many flapjacks do you get for this serving?
I was making 3 tall ones until my husband, but they were short and tall until my husband made some for me one day. And then I realized that it was much tastier if it was just 2 big, skinny.
Yeah, I like a thin, larger diameter pancake myself.
Like a crepe, yeah, like crepe
yeah,
light.
Yeah.
I really do think it's better with chocolate chips because listen, you're not gonna mistake these for like Perkins. You know, like these are not.
What's Perkins?
Okay, maybe that's like a Jersey thing. Like you're not gonna mistake these for, like IHOP or like they do have like a little bit of a heft to them so you know that they're like a protein pancake.
Right, but maybe that's a good thing in the morning.
Exactly, that's the thing. They're going to hold you to lunch. They're going to satiate you. I love figuring out what else I can put in them. I put bananas in them the other day. I hit them with a smear of peanut butter and jelly the other day. I even put the other day, I put Morningstar Farms bacon, so like a vegan bacon,
yeah,
and syrup. And something else crazy, I put Morningstar sausage too, and I made this like crazy vegan like junk food McGriddle.
That sounds amazing. You're making me really hungry.
No, like I'm just going wild with these things. And you get 11 servings per box. They're only $5 and change.
Kodiak Flapjack.
Yes.
Sorry to our international listeners who probably, I was just emailing with someone from South Korea today. I'm pretty sure they might not have flapjacks from Kodiak there.
Right. But they are on Amazon. I don't know what the shipping is over there.
Oh, nice. Good to know. We should put a link then.
Yeah, you can get them on Amazon. Just thank me later, guys.
That sounds yummy. I feel like mine's going to pale in comparison, but it is from Mother. And mother always wins. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, PM.
I don't think I've ever raised a wand to a Pat McGrath product. They're lovely
no,
makeup.
No, that's kind of insane. That's kind of insane.
I mean, they get enough hype. They don't need hype from me. But the new Rose Mothership, Rose Divine Rose came out. So I stared at Naomi Campbell's face in the little movie, and I was mesmerized. She's the most beautiful woman. Anyway.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I got the lip products. And damned if the Suburbia lip liner is not Jen's perfect color lip liner.
What is it like?
It's like a dusty mauvey rose, but I think my lips have a lot of blue pink in them because it's almost nude for me. So it's like slightly darker than my regular skin tone. And I did a little bit of overlining, but not like a Jenner Kardashian level overlining. And someone asked me if I had had lip filler, which I took as a, I took that as a compliment. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my God, no, I'm dying for someone to ask me that one day. They never will.
Well, maybe if you get this lip liner and do a little overlining.
I need to.
And it's really creamy, doesn't drag. It's just a really nice formula. It doesn't get cakey and the colors are divine. Oh my God. Do I sound like Pat? We love you, Pat. Come on the show, Pat.
I know, Pat. Come on.
It's going to happen. Just put it out in the world.
It's been long enough, Pat. Why are you making us wait, Pat?
We love you, Pat.
Pat, we love you so much. Do I sound like I'm 7 years old? Come on.
Come on, Pat. I'm not going to call her Pat. I'm just going to call her mother the whole time. All right. Stay tuned. Maybe that'll happen someday.
Put it out in the universe.
Exactly. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
I'm obsessed with these pancakes, but guys, please be careful if you or somebody in your family has a nut allergy. Let them know, or just please be careful that some of these varieties are made with almond flour. The carb conscious one in particular, one of them has almond flour in the ingredient listing. Doesn't say it loud on the box. Make sure you look twice, okay? I almost had a close one the other day, so be careful, okay? Almond flour in some of the mixes.
Thanks for listening. Our show is produced by At Will Media.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at FatMascara. Go to FatMascara.com to get a link to our private Facebook group and hit us up.
If you have a beauty question, you can send it to us at info@FatMascara.com. We'd love if you send us a voice memo. We also want to hear your razor wands. Send those to the same address, info@FatMascara.com.
And if you like what you're hearing, please leave us a review on iTunes. Just throw us some stars.